snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney, How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
When your Uncle Marshall was 10 years old, he read a book called Life Among the Gorillas. It was written by an anthropologist named Dr. Aurelia Bernholtz Vasquez, and it told the story of the year she spent living among the western lowland gorillas of Cameroon. When Dr. Bernholtz Vasquez came to the local community college to give a lecture, Marshall, the youngest member of the audience, raised his hand with a question.
What advice do you have for a budding anthropologist?
So you want to be an anthropologist?
Yep, when I grow up, I want to go live with the gorillas just like you did.
What she said next changed his life.
Oh, that's wonderful, but I'm afraid you can't. They'll all be dead by then.
And if economic sanctions and trade restrictions aren't enforced, the destruction of the rainforest will continue and over a million species will be wiped out.
Say you don't want coffee?
I'm saying that the coffee industry is causing irreversible...
Right, I'm pouring it out.
Okay, one cup. Kid needs to be alert. First day on the job and everything.
Still can't believe you're going all corporate on us. The kid has become the man.
Okay, it's just an internship to make a little money. After law school, I'm still gonna work for the NRDC. They're gonna stop global warming.
Well, I mean, they did their best.
Here's your sack lunch.
Okay, I love you because one, you made me a sack lunch, and two, you laugh every time you say the word sack.
I love you, Marshmallow.
I love you. I love you too, Marshmallow.
Uh-oh. Ted.
Oh, no. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Another care package?
Another care package. I'd been in a long-distance relationship with Victoria for nearly a month. Long-distance relationships are a bad idea.
How many is that so far?
Three.
And how many have you sent her?
In the mail or in my mind? Zero.
Yeah.
She's up three zip. Oh, cupcakes. Great. I bet they're delicious, too.
Yep. They're delicious. Damn it! I don't deserve these delicious cupcakes. God, I hate myself right now.
God, that is so me at 15.
Marshall was going to work for a big corporation called Ultracell. Ultracell was most well known for making the yellow fuzzy stuff on the surface of tennis balls. I mean, this was a huge company, so they did other things. But mostly they wanted the public to focus on the yellow fuzzy stuff. Anyway, Marshall managed to score an internship in their legal department because he knew someone who worked there.
Go for Barney.
Mr. Stinson, this is Willis from Lobby Security. Sorry to bother you, but we've had reports of a Sasquatch loose in the building.
A Sasquatch?
That's right, sir. A Bigfoot. We don't want to alarm you, but he's been spotted on your floor.
Marshall comes shuffling into Barney's office.
Yes! Look at you! You suited in an unmistakably upward direction.
Whoa.
That is a buttload of motivational posters.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got them all. Teamwork, courage, awesomeness.
Oh, there's one for awesomeness?
Yeah, I had it made.
Huh. Hey, so now that I'm working here, are you finally going to tell me exactly what your job is?
Please.
My dog!
My dog! Hey, Blauman, Bilson, this is Marshall. These guys are in legal. You're going to be working with them.
Marshall Erickson, nice to meet you.
Nice tie. Steak sauce.
Oh, steak sauce for true, though.
Where? I don't see
Marshall, it. Sidebar. Your tie is steak sauce. It means A1. A1, get it? Try to keep up.
Okay, Erickson, let's get to work. It's 2 a.m. It's raining outside. Ding dong. What? The doorbell? Oh, hello, Jessica Alba in a trench coat and nothing else. But wait, knock, knock. Somebody's at the back door?
I don't have a back door.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica Simpson? What a surprise. Two Jessicas. You gotta pick one. What do you do? Go.
Right, well, I'm engaged, so...
Fiance's out of town. What do you do? Go.
We're still engaged, even if she's
out. Okay, fiancé's dead, hit by a bus. What do you do? Go!
Sure you don't want one?
How many of those have you eaten?
Four. Teen. Oh. No, just four. And the icing from two more. So, anyway, here's the problem.
Hey, it's Ted. I guess you're asleep. Anyway, I got the care package, and it's just great. Here, listen. So I'm standing there, my mouth full of this delicious, relationship-winning cupcake, and I said something dumb. Oh, and don't worry, yours is in the mail. I sent it a couple days ago. And it's awesome. Really, really awesome.
Why did I say that? I think frosting makes me lie.
Oh, Teddy boy.
Yeah. So now, whatever I send her, she'll know I sent it after I talk to her. So, that's the problem. You work on that, I'm gonna eat this cupcake.
All right, here's what you do. Put together a care package of stuff from New York. Some H&H bagels, an Empire State Building keychain, and then top off the package with the New York Times, ready? From 3 days ago.
That's brilliant. Mm. You're brilliant. Oh. You know, it's funny, not so long ago, I was coming to Marshall and Lily for advice on how to impress you.
That is funny.
And here's why it was funny. Little did I realize, a few weeks earlier, here is what Robin was saying to Lily about me.
Okay, fine. I have feelings for him.
Now it's ironic. The girl I used to like is helping me impress the girl I now like.
The irony is clear, Ted.
Hey! How was your first day?
I don't want to talk about it. The guys I work with are a bunch of jerks.
What?
They're jerks.
Well, what makes them jerks?
Forget it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, like today at lunch.
What do you got there, Erickson? Mommy packed your lunch?
For your information, my fiancé did.
Oh, does she cut the crusts off your sandwich, too?
No.
But he quietly tucks the sandwiches in silver foil back into the lunch bag.
What's that?
Nothing.
Give it. You're a marshmallow. Good luck today. I love you, lily pad.
Give it.
P.S. If you've unfolded this note, your kiss already got out. Quick, catch it.
Give it back. Give it. Give it.
Oh, screw those guys. We're adorable.
I know. God. It's like freshman year all over again. Only this time, my sweet dance moves aren't going to be enough to win them over. Not even old reliable.
He does some robot dance moves.
It'd be cool to have some extra money, but if you're unhappy, it's not worth it.
I quit.
What? No! We're having so much fun. You, me, working together. It's great.
We're not even working together, Barney. I'm in the legal department and you're... Seriously, what is it that you do? I'm sorry, dude. This corporate thing, it's not for me.
No, of course it's not for you. It's for Lily.
What?
Marshall, Lily's a catch. But do you really think you're gonna hang on to a girl that great without the package?
The package?
The package, the house, the car, sending your kids to a great school, a vacation once in a while.
Lily doesn't care about that stuff.
Well, no, now she doesn't. But how's she gonna feel in a couple years when she's supporting you on a kindergarten teacher's salary while you're off in court defending some endangered South American flying beaver? I know.
She'll be happy.
Okay. But will you be happy knowing you could have made her a lot happier?
And all four are totally naked. You gotta choose one. What do you do? Go.
I guess, be Arthur.
Wrong. Betty White.
Clean the stuff up, Erickson.
So, did she get the awesome care package yet?
Yep, yesterday.
Did she love it?
Oh, she loved it.
So what's the problem?
So I was talking to her last night. And I should tell you, we've been talking on the phone every other night for like an hour and a half. Eventually, you just run out of stuff to say. What did you have for lunch today? Mm-hmm. Oh, rye bread. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He closes his eyes and starts falling asleep.
Oh, Teddy boy.
I'm usually so good at being a boyfriend, but this never seeing each other thing, it's a bitch. Maybe it just can't be done. I think it's clear what I have to do.
It's pretty clear.
I have to go to Germany and surprise her.
Totally what I was thinking. Get out of my head, man!
Barney, how do I get these idiots to leave me alone?
Marshall, consider the penguins.
The penguins?
On the wall.
Marshall gets up and examines the poster.
Conformity.
It's the one who's different that gets left out in the cold. This is a motivational poster?
Look at yourself, Marshall. You're not happy. And you know why? Because you're different. Now, I suppose you could learn to love yourself for the unique little snowflake that you are. Or you could change your entire personality, which is just so much easier.
Change your personality? That is so awful and not at all motivational.
Not necessarily. Okay, at first I was appalled, but then I realized it's just like Dr. Aurelia Bernholtz Vasquez in Life Among the Gorillas. I have to gain the acceptance of the herd by behaving exactly like one of them. It's an anthropological study. Isn't that cool?
Well, it sounds kind of like peer pressure.
No, no, no. It's totally anthropological. And it's cool, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's peer pressure. We have an assembly every year.
I'm portraying someone who succumbs to peer pressure.
All right. But if those guys try to pressure you to smoke, what do you say?
Only when I'm drunk.
Good boy.
And so, to fit in with the gorillas, Marshall had to learn to act like a gorilla. And that meant gorilla lessons.
Okay. I'm psyched about this. But if I'm gonna mentor you, I need to know you're psyched about this, too.
Oh, I am. I'm psyched.
Yeah, but it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to show it. Show it.
He raises his hand.
I'm psyched!
What's that? Marshall, I should feel tremors of psychitude rock my body like a seizure. That was like a declawed pregnant cat on a port swing idly swatting at a fly on a lazy Sunday afternoon.
Wow, that was really specific.
Show me your sight! Let's do this! Oh, that hurt!
So bad!
And then you slip it to the guy with a discreet handshake, and he'll get it done.
Right. Huh? Get what done?
Whatever.
Cool. And what guy is this?
There's always a guy.
Okay, all right. I think I'm ready.
You sure? You want to practice your story one more time?
All right.
So, dude, check it. I'm in San Diego with two of my brosis from Kappa, and they're all, yo, Erickson, let's roll to the strip club. So I'm like, a snap-a-doo. So we find this choice nudie nest near the airport, and that is when the bouncer kicked us out. Now, I have no idea if Svetlana ever got her green card, but dudes, fake diamond ring? Worth every penny, bro.
Erickson? That was steak sauce!
They all give him high fives. Then Marshall catches his reflection in the mirror and sees a gorilla in a suit staring back at him.
The next morning, I was about to buy my ticket to Germany when I got an email.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Ted. Sorry I missed your call last night. This long-distance thing sucks, huh? Listen, I've been thinking, and I really need to talk to you tonight. I'll call you at 11, Victoria. So?
She's gonna dump me. Has anyone ever said, listen, I've been thinking, and then followed it up with something good? It's not like, listen, I've been thinking. Nutter Butters are an underrated cookie. What else could it be? What could she possibly have to say to me that she couldn't write in an email?
I cut off all my fingers? Ted, you're a great guy. I know it, you know it, she knows it. I would bet you a gazillion dollars. No, I'm even more confident. I would bet you a floppity jillion dollars that she's not calling a breakup.
Thanks. You're right. I'm being crazy. So I should still buy that plane ticket, right?
I'd wait.
Sup, Lauman? E-bomb here. We still on for karaoke? Dope. I'm gonna rock you on the mic so hard your ears are gonna bleed gravy. Catch you on the flip, butt puppet.
Okay. What do you think?
Steak sauce.
Steak sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you know, whatever anthropology you do at work is your business, but please don't act like that around here.
Lily, when Dr. Aurelia Bernholtz...
No, when Dr. Australia Birdbath Vaseline came home from the gorillas, she didn't run around picking nits out of people's hair and throwing feces. I'm begging you, just leave it at the office.
Why?
Because you're acting like one of those guys, and those guys are lame.
Okay,
Those guys were mean at first, yes. But they're actually good guys, and if you got to know them, then you would see that. But come karaoke with us tonight, and you'll see how totally not that lame they are. Okay?
Okay.
But wait, knock, knock, back door. Who's there? Angelina Jolie. What? In a wheelchair. What do you do? Go.
Dude, Scarlett Johansson with no arms any day of the week.
You're right. They're delightful.
So, Barney, you gonna sing anything?
I'm so over karaoke.
Really? I thought you'd be totally into it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm good. The best, really. But it's the greatest samurai who lets his sword rust in its scabbard.
Oh, baby, they have our song. Let's do Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
What?
Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Elton John, Kiki D.
No way. Gotta go with some Black Sabbath. Ooh.
Well, actually, Marshall and I have this little dance routine.
Iron Man. I could do Iron Man.
Steak sauce.
Steak sauce, dude.
Can we tell him? All right, Erickson, I've got some good news. On Monday, Bilson and I are gonna talk to Montague in HR. When you graduate, we want you working with us. What do you say?
Lily looks uncertain, but Marshall gives them a high five.
Yes! My man!
I told you he would.
You're gonna help me. Hoot!
Oh, we're gonna own the office. Steak sauce.
Okay, that was gross. When were you gonna tell me you changed your entire career path?
Nothing has changed, okay? I still wanna help the environment. I just thought that maybe I could make some money for a few years. I could buy an apartment, send our kids to good schools. You could quit your job and focus on your painting. I know that you say you don't need it, but I love you, and I wanna give it to you anyway. I wanna give you the package.
Package? You've already given me the package. You've got a great package, Marshall. I love your package.
Lily, you're the most incredible woman I know, and you deserve a big package.
Your package has always been big enough. You may not realize this, Marshall Erickson, but you've got a huge package.
A young woman who is standing next to him at the bar gives him a knowing smile.
Hello.
Why hasn't she called yet?
Okay, you're making yourself crazy. It's Saturday night. Go out and do something.
No, what's the point of going out? I got a girlfriend. For now. Besides, if I go out, who's gonna watch the news? I'm like half your viewership.
I'm flattered you think we have two viewers. She's not gonna break up with you, Ted. You're awesome.
Thanks. Anyway, it's almost 11. I should let you go. Break a leg.
And so, as I sat at home waiting for the phone to ring, something occurred to me.
Actually sitting at home, waiting for the phone to ring.
He's giving you the blues. You wanna graduate, but not in his bed. Here's what you gotta do. Pick up the phone.
Marshall.
I'm always home.
Hey. Dude, I feel like I haven't seen you in a month.
Yeah. How you doing?
I think Victoria's about to break up with me.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm having trouble remembering what she looks like. The more I try to picture her, the more I can't. Like, I remember how she makes me feel, I just don't completely remember her. It's like I'm trying to preserve something that's already gone.
Preserving something that's already gone sounds like environmental law.
I don't know. And we struggle so hard to hold on to these things that we know are gonna disappear eventually. And that's really noble. But even if you save every rainforest from being turned into a parking lot, well, then where are you gonna park your car?
It looks like Ted's words have sunk in. Marshall glances over at Lily, who's sitting alone on the other side of the bar.
Dirty deeds.
Then, taking a note out of his top pocket, he walks over to the DJ and has a word in his ear.
Rockupied? Dude, what?
Next up, Marshmallow and Lily Pad.
Marshall taps his heart, looking over at Lily as he prepares to sing. He beckons her over.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Tried.
Oh, honey, if I get restless.
Baby, you're not the kind.
It turns out some things are worth preserving. But here's the real question. It's 2 a.m. Your friends are still out singing karaoke, but you're home early. Because you're expecting a call from your girlfriend in Germany who was supposed to call 4 hours ago. And then, the phone rings.
Hello?
Hi, Ted, it's Robin. Listen, I know it's late, but, do you want to come over?
What do you do? Go.